Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday to you. I'm going to be hanging out for the next 4 hours. And I'm going to do what the hell you here for. I'm here to talk about sports, and that's exactly what's going to take place. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody listening all over North America. My friends in Canada, my friends in Europe, my friends in... You're in America, too, but you're a little bit further away in Hawaii, Alaska. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Sometimes I walk around my house and, you know, this is the world that we live in. I don't want to pick nothing up. I just say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. Boom. CBS Sports Radio is on. And I'm on. You want to holler at me? It's simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you want to identify me and find me online, I am at JR Sport Brief. I just shared on Twitter and Facebook just a few of the things that we're going to discuss tonight, because there will be many. The NFL Combine is going to be a theme popping off here and there throughout the course of the show. Everybody has descended on Indianapolis, Indiana, and some people are going to lie through their teeth telling you that they love a quarterback. There's going to be a lot of smoke and mirrors about the draft. There are going to be some dudes who won't even participate fully in the NFL Combine. We'll talk about it. Daniel Snyder is still a crap owner. They can't get his ass up out of there fast enough. The New York Knicks are actually a good basketball team. Nobody pays attention to Damian Lillard and Nikola Jokic, even though they don't get the credit they deserve. Let me not say nobody's paying attention. And then there's so much more. Marcus Mariota got the boot today by the Atlanta Falcons. Quinn Snyder is the new head coach of the Atlanta Hawks. Actually doing some work tonight, making his debut. Congratulations to Quinn Snyder starting off here with the Atlanta Hawks. I don't know how well they're going to do the rest of the year. They just lost 119 to 116. Giannis made a lot of jokes last night at the expense of some of his fellow NBA superstars. I want to dive a little deeper into that. We only heard a portion of it. And so we got a lot to do. Shep, how are you this evening?
I'm doing good, Jared. Appreciate you asking, man. How are you? And NFL GMs lie?
Who? Oh, GMs, general managers? Yeah, of course. They get paid.
I never knew that.
Part of their job is to lie, right?
Never knew that.
Yeah, they get paid to lie. Here's the deal with the NFL Combine. And it snuck up on me. I guess it snuck up on all of us so damn fast. I feel like yesterday I was at the damn Super Bowl media week, and I blink, and now it's time for the combine? Now, to be honest, for years, I haven't sat down. I don't even think I have ever sat down and watched the combine. Since the NFL combine has turned into a how fast can you run, how many plates can you move, you know, how quickly can you go through a shuttle drill, anything of any importance, I'm going to see on social media. I don't need to sit down for 5 hours watching these damn dudes run in a straight line. It's a waste of time. If there's some freak athlete who wants to run a 4.0, a 3.0, somebody wants to run the 40-yard dash in 1 second, A, I'd be scared. I'm going to see it on Twitter. What the hell am I rushing to watch the underwear Olympics for? It's not necessary. I'll see the clips of the prospects who participate throughout the course of the week. But today in Indianapolis, it was time for the GMs to tell some lies. Some of them told the truth. There were coaches there too. Some of them said nothing. When you work in professional sports, not me, like the coaches and the GMs, not me. You get paid to lie. You have to be deceptive. You don't want to show all of your cards. It's a part of the game. How do you get a leg up? How do you dissuade another team from potentially selecting a pick? How do you play games with your own players? You know, here's an example. I'll play it for you right now. Here's the story of Tua Tagovailoa. Gets drafted by the Miami Dolphins, is taken right there along with Justin Herbert. People are like, Herbert is better. And there you have Tua. He was thrown out there. And then he was relieved by Ryan Fitzpatrick. And then Tua gets a new chance. And he's broken on the way into the NFL. And now he has Mike McDaniel. And there were legitimate conversations by folks saying, oh, Tua's playing like an MVP. Well, yeah, at certain points he did. He didn't play enough. Tua's head bounced off the damn turf way too many times. If Tua was healthy, I don't think we'd be having a conversation about his fifth-year option. Tua Tagovailoa is entering into the last guaranteed year on his contract. The Miami Dolphins don't have to make that decision until May 1st. Are we going to extend him past this upcoming season? Or do we think, unfortunately, his brain is too fragile to just make another additional financial commitment? Head coach Mike McDaniel, has mastered the art of saying nothing. Hey, Mike McDaniel, are you going to sign Tua for his fifth-year option? Or, you know, what are you going to do? Listen to his answer.
You factor in everything you would like. So you factor in everything as best you can. But, you know, that's part of this game that we're all involved in, is there are some unknowns. So you weigh those and you press forward and make the best decision possible for the organization.
Huh? What? Here's a translation. I can't say it, but this man is injury prone. And we don't know what the hell we're going to do, because we can sign him and be screwed, or we cannot sign him and be screwed. We're going to be screwed either way unless he stays healthy. There's no guarantee his ass will stay healthy. Mike McDaniel can't say that to the public. It's his job to keep things calm and smooth. He has mastered the art of saying a whole lot while saying nothing. Yeah, you want another example of ambiguity, not knowing what the hell is going on? Hey, let's go to Chicago. Let's talk about Justin Fields, the general manager of the Bears. He was there as well. His name is Ryan Poles. Ryan Poles stood in front of the media. He was asked about Justin Fields. He was asked specifically about the number one overall draft pick that they possess. There's so many quarterbacks. You going to keep Justin? You going to trade the pick? Are you going to have eggs tomorrow for breakfast? He doesn't know. Ryan Poles is keeping all of the options open, but he likes Justin Fields. Listen to this.
Justin did some really good things. I'm excited about where his game's going to go. But at the same time, when you sit in our situation at one overall, you have to do your due diligence. You have to investigate everything. You got to spend time with those guys just to make sure we're making the right decision.
Oh, okay. All right. So you keeping Justin or you not? Well, we like Justin. Justin's going to keep growing, but then we see the other quarterbacks, and we got to sit down and talk with them too. And even though I'm saying that, I'm sure Justin is not going to be happy, so I hope it makes him work harder. A little bit of added motivation for Mr. Fields. Ryan Poles has already made it clear as we went into the offseason that Justin Fields needs to improve as a passer. I think they'll keep Justin Fields. And if they don't, we can go back and play this clip. How his head coach said, oh, yeah, we're going to talk to the other quarterbacks, and then we'll go ahead and we'll figure things out from there. At least he has options. What about the Tennessee Titans? Oh, they got options, too. Options to suck. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. They got a new general manager. Congratulations to former running back Rand Carthen. He's also a black general manager. Good for him. Round of applause. The NFL needs more of him. He spoke to the media today. He talked about his quarterback situation as well. Unfortunately, it's Ryan Tannehill. Is anybody excited by Ryan Tannehill? Oh, we're going to bring back. A matter of fact, this is what general manager, new GM of the Tennessee Titans, Rand Carthen, this is what he had to say about Ryan Tannehill and the potential for a return with the Titans.
Ryan is under contract. You know, I know you guys, I just want to speak freely for a moment. You know, I know everybody wants to make a big deal, you know, out of the quarterback position and whether he will or won't be here. But you guys just have to accept the fact that Ryan is under contract, you know, for us. And right now he's a Titan and he will be a Titan.
Oh, my God. Is that supposed to be exciting for fans of the Tennessee Titans? Saying Ryan Tannehill is coming back is like telling everybody, hey, listen, we got a trip to get a root canal today and tomorrow and the day after that. There is not a human being in Tennessee. And if you're a human being in Tennessee and you want Ryan Tannehill, the hell is your problem? The Tennessee Titans are going absolutely nowhere. They're paying this man, and it's basically the inevitable. They are. Time is running out. Ryan Tannehill just had his damn ankle surgically reconstructed. Is he going to wake up and turn into a top-tier QB? I mean, no. If Derrick Henry isn't there and they don't have a decent backup, they're screwed. Rand Carthen was actually asked about that, and he gave a diplomatic answer there. How are you going to build this team around Derrick Henry? Rand Carthen made a very diplomatic point in saying, hey, we ain't building around one guy. Listen to this lie.
Build around one person in particular, right? It's a football team. You know, I was just talking with Mike Keith, and at the end of the day, it's like putting a puzzle together. Right, you know what that puzzle and what that picture is going to look like when you open the box. You just got to get there. And so we're still collecting all the pieces to make that puzzle picture come to light.
Man, that's going to be an ugly puzzle picture. Hey, Shep, you ever get to the end of a puzzle and then you're trying to figure out how to jam a couple pieces in there? Maybe one is missing. You ever been confused at the end of a puzzle?
No, and I'm more enthusiastic about that than Mr. Carthen is, yes.
You're enthusiastic about what, doing puzzles?
And that was the most unenthusiastic response I've ever heard for a quarterback in my life.
Oh, Ryan Tannehill?
Yes.
Well, let's hear it again.
Ryan is under contract. You know, I know you guys, I just want to speak freely for a moment. You know, I know everybody wants to make a big deal, you know, out of the quarterback position and whether he will or won't be here. But you guys just have to accept the fact that Ryan is under contract, you know, for us. And right now he's a Titan and he will be a Titan.
Oh. It sounds like an arranged marriage. I don't have experience with that. I mean, well, damn. Yeah, Ryan Tannehill. Hey, I need to drive up to Tennessee and just, I should do like an informal poll on the streets and just ask everybody their opinion on Ryan Tannehill. People are going to roll their eyes at me.
You can bring Marcus back.
Mariota?
Yeah.
We'll talk about his ass later.
Sounds good.
You're just trying to uninspire people. I thought you were a positive individual.
I am a positive individual, but I mean that is not the sign of a GM that has anything to want to do with a quarterback.
Well, we know that already.
Right.
What do you want? You want to bring Bozo the Clown in as the next QB? Oh. He's just starting a job.
Ryan Tannehill's expiration date is officially met.
Oh, well, it's been met from quite some time ago. Couldn't believe I was watching this team in an AFC championship game a few years ago. That was the peak of it. And what, Derrick Henry is going to be LeBron James? Hell no. Derrick Henry, his poor ass needs to get the hell up on out of there to maybe find a championship team to find success. My apologies to all the Titans fans. Y'all are going nowhere. And then speaking of GMs, there was one GM that spoke today, and I believe he told the damn truth. He's the general manager of the Green Bay Packers. His name, Brian Gutekunst. We haven't heard from Aaron Rodgers. The stupid facility, I believe it was in Oregon, that he stayed at with his bed, his mat, his rock, his hole in the ground to take a crap. Wherever he stayed, they said he left last week. This man does nothing but talk every week, and we haven't gotten an answer about his future. Aaron Rodgers is still AWOL. He is away on leave. We don't know where he is. We don't know what his decision is. Everybody is waiting anxiously, right? Yeah. The general manager of the Packers, Brian Gutekunst, he was asked about whether or not he wants Aaron Rodgers back next year, and just listen to his response.
Yeah, I think, you know, those discussions have to happen and making sure that it's the right fit. But obviously we know the kind of player that Aaron is. And, you know, once we have those conversations, we'll be able to move forward. We'll have more to say.
Oh, that's a little bit of a difference from giving him a $150 million contract last year. It's a little bit different than we'll wait to see what he says. Now you'll need to speak to him about what? He was also asked, and this is very clear, if you didn't understand what he just said in that sentence, he was asked about Aaron Rodgers' replacement, the man that they selected in the draft in 2020, the man that Aaron Rodgers said, hey, they drafted him. They didn't tell me about it, and I needed to have a shot. His name is Jordan Love, Brian Gutekunst. What do you think about Jordan Love? Is it time to see him play?
I think he's ready to play, and I think he's ready to be an NFL starting quarterback. He's worked really hard. He's shown a lot of progression. I know he's really eager to have that, and I think that's the next step in his progression is to play.
Oh. Aaron Rodgers just took another shot. Well, maybe he's drinking that ayahuasca. It's possible. Anyway, I expect him to come out of his hibernation any day now and proclaim on the grandest of stages that he's planning to play, but then also it's time to move on. I can't wait for that speech. Hopefully he's not under the influence. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to all of the general managers and coaches who have mastered the art, for the most part, saying nothing. And congratulations to the NFL for putting these guys out there to say nothing just to generate some money. This is one thing that the NFL is good at, making buckets and tons of money. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. This radio station, buckets and tons of money. Lots of it. When we come back, we're going to take a break. There's an offensive lineman. He has made buckets and tons of money. It happened to be his former team said, thank you for your service. Here's a garbage bag full of your clothes on your front lawn. We'll tell you who it is on the other side. We're just getting warmed up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about the NFL draft. Well, damn it, not yet. We're talking about the combine. Might as well be at the draft, right? Whole bunch of folks running around saying nothing. So far this week, general managers. Hey, are you going to keep Justin Fields? Well, we're examining all options, and we got the number one pick, you know, so we like Justin, but we're going to talk to the guys. We'd be stupid not to. Hey, Mike McDaniel, what you going to do with Tua and his fifth-year option? We got till May 1st to figure it out. Why are you asking that? This is fun to get a whole lot of information that doesn't do a whole lot of anything. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'll tell you one thing I did find out today. Taylor Lewan, I'm sure you heard this by now. He was cut by the Tennessee Titans, the same team that's like going nowhere, that is overly enthusiastic in bringing back Ryan Tannehill. They are this enthusiastic in bringing back Ryan Tannehill. Listen to Rand Carthen, the GM.
Ryan is under contract.
That's
you know,
it.
I know you guys, I just want to speak freely for a moment. You know, I know everybody wants to make a big deal, you know, out of the quarterback position and whether he will or won't be here. But you guys just have to accept the fact that Ryan is under contract, you know, for us. And right now he's a Titan and he will be a Titan.
Yeah, exciting. It'll be nice when he's no longer a Titan like Taylor Lewan. Taylor Lewan went on social media. He was cut. You can't blame the Titans for cutting his ass. He tore his ACL. He was suspended a few years ago for PEDs. I feel like he needs another surgery on his knee. And he is or was one of the best left tackles in the entire NFL. And injuries, and I guess PEDs, started to eat him up. He's played 32 games in like the last 4 years. That's not cutting it. He only played two games last year with the torn ACL. And he shared with everyone online, I guess it's not cutthroat. You're making $15, $20, $30, $35 million a year. They dropped his stuff off at the front of his house in garbage bags. One was a black garbage bag. One was a see-through garbage bag with his cleats. And I guess there was some jock straps in there, even though nobody wears those. Maybe, I don't know. And then they just had his shoulder pads there, too. Just sitting on the front step of his house, in front of his door. At least they were nice enough not to block the entrance. They put it to the side. How courteous of them. We see this all the time, though. We've seen, if you watch Hard Knocks, some nobody that you've never heard of gets cut. They put his stuff in a black garbage bag, and they just ship it to him. Like, damn. Tell me how you really feel. Making $15 million a year, I think Taylor Lewan, he'll be okay if his body can hold up. He even mentioned afterwards, what are they supposed to do, send me my stuff in golden suitcases? It'd be nice. Maybe you could pawn them off. Let's hit the phone lines. Let's talk to Matt. He's calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Matt?
So Republicans and football coaches have no idea how to answer a question. And this quarterback in Green Bay, you know, he's old, washed up, and nothing any longer. And who cares about a stupid retreat that he's going through that he sleeps in a hole and takes urine baths or whatever he's doing? Who cares? Why even report on him anymore? He's nothing, and he's going to be nothing from now on. And I wouldn't even mention his name. It's like that black golfer. I refuse to mention his name. That he didn't die in that rollover is a miracle. He should be in the ground, but that's the way that goes too. So that's my feeling there.
Did anybody give you a hug today, Matt? I mean, damn. Tell me how you really feel. Hey, Chef, did anybody give you a hug today?
Yeah, more hugs probably in one day than Matt got in his entire life. That was just nasty. That was so unnecessary.
He needs hugs. He couldn't say Tiger Woods' name, the black golfer. Oh, wow. I think that guy's been missing out on hugs his whole life. I think you're correct, Shaq.
Missing out on a lot more than hugs, JR. He's missing out on a human decency, any semblance of integrity, any semblance of indignation. That guy's just nasty. Man. He has no need to ever be on national radio again. That's disgusting.
You got his phone number. Call him back and tell him.
Oh, I have your permission. I'm happy to.
I ain't talking to his ass.
Can I do it for my own personal phone? Because that was disgusting what he just said.
Yeah, if you feel like there it. Don't go. Call him from your personal phone.
Okay.
You don't want that.
Gotcha.
You don't want. Don't waste. You don't have to waste your time now.
It sounds like someone grew up in a bubble and a very unfortunate one at that.
He's just miserable. Aaron Rodgers is washed up. Well, okay. Is he? Where'd you get that dumbass assumption from? Because he was playing with a broken hand? Oh, I'm not. He should be the same place as that black golfer.
Jared, that's the most insane thing he said tonight, though. That's what's scary.
What?
Aaron Rodgers still had a top 10 quarterback performance. No, he wasn't a regular season MVP like he was in two previous seasons.
Whoa, slow down. Slow down. Why are you lending credence to defend what he just said?
No. I'm not. What I'm saying is Aaron Rodgers still had a top 10 quarterback season. He just wasn't Aaron Rodgers of 2020 and 2021.
Well, you're lending credence to what he said by defending it.
Gotcha.
I just said what he said was dumb. He's a dumbass.
Yeah, he is.
That's it. Some things don't need a response. Some things don't need a defense. When you argue with stupid people, you get stupid.
Gotcha.
The guy's a dumbass. What's his name?
Matt from San Diego.
Matt from San Diego. Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
That was a dumbass comment. I don't want to call you a dumbass anymore. I think I did it enough.
You're being kind.
Yeah, feel free to tell me amazing, wonderful things. But that was terrible. I hope you find a hug. Damn. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hopefully this guy has been hugged at some point in his life by someone. His name is Mike. He's calling not from San Diego, but from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR.
Hi.
Man, you know, I was ready to razz you, you know, because I said, JR came out blazing today. I mean, he was trashing the Titans. I was like, JR might need a hug. But that last call just really blew my whole vibe, man. I'm like I said, I'm not even going to razz you for how you came out blazing. That guy was, we won't even talk about that clown.
Wait, Mike. You think the Tennessee Titans have a future?
No. I'm not a Titans fan. I'm a Ravens fan.
I know. I'm not asking who you're a fan of, but do you think the Titans have a future?
No, but I was just saying, JR is not, he is not pulling the punches tonight. He's just coming right out with stuff. I said, JR is ready for Freddy tonight, man.
Yeah, they suck. But what you got about your Ravens? That's what you call about?
Oh, no, I'm just sick of the Lamar situation, man. That man has been disrespected so much by fans in his organization, some of the crazy fans, and by the organization. And he's got so many things on him that's not accurate. I mean, they say he can't pass. He can make all the passes. I mean, he just he doesn't do it consistently, but he can make every pass there is. He doesn't have a wide receiver, the crew to work with. Yeah, he's put this team on his back and won and been one of the most winning quarterbacks in his first 80 games. And he just doesn't get the disrespect. They're calling him injury prone, and the last 2 years have ended for him in injuries. But
he's
the leading quarterback rusher of all time. He's been hit by it more than any quarterback. He's not injury prone. He has a way of gliding off the hit, so he has never really got injured by his bell rung or whatever.
I would agree. I'd agree with the majority of what you said, Mike. And thank you for calling from Baltimore. Yeah, Lamar Jackson doesn't absorb the contact that most people think he does. He doesn't. But to say that he's not injury prone, he got to finish the season now. Come on. Just finished up with a sprained knee. The year prior to that, it was a busted ankle. The last time I saw him in the playoffs to end the season, he walked off the field with a concussion. Is it bad luck? Huh? But you're right. He ain't getting destroyed. People think that he does, and it's still risky. Jeff is calling from Green Bay. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
I'm excellent.
Excellent. Hey, I just wanted to comment a little bit on the two previous callers, Matt, that you're spot on with that. He was a dumbass. That's one of the worst calls I've heard in a long time in a sports radio show. Hey, I appreciate what you guys keep killing it, guys. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Confirmation. Dumbass. Stamped. Let's send him to the dumbass factory. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls, and I want to give you an update on another quarterback. We heard about this guy like for a couple of weeks, and he's doing tours, and he's getting wined, he's getting dined, and now what? Is he looking for a date? What's he doing? I'm going to talk to you about Derek Carr. Speaking of another dumbass, one of them owns the Washington Commanders. This man can't avoid a lawsuit, a hearing. He is, he's up you-know-what's creek. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
As far as Lamar Jackson,
What the hell are you doing? You got fire alarms going on, and what is that?
No, man, that's at my job, man. Sorry about that. But
are you doing your job, or are you talking to me, Corey?
I'm doing my job, of course. I'm always doing my job.
Oh, I just, listen, I hear alarms. I'm just like, if you heard an alarm behind me, I'm getting my ass the hell up on out of here.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
You see, Shep, that's what happens when you talk about Lamar Jackson, right? Just alarms go off and people start losing their minds. It's going to be interesting how the rest of the offseason goes for the Ravens. That, between him and then Aaron Rodgers, am I missing something? Are those not the two biggest question marks and stories for the offseason?
You're not missing anything. I would say, yep, I think it's those two by a mile. For very different reasons, by the way.
Yeah. Well, we're going to find something now. I think Aaron Rodgers is done up there. I think. The writing is on the wall. We see cookie crumbs being left. It's quite apparent to me, like, it's time to move on.
Well, JR, I mean, you know, you pointed out the clips. I mean, the general manager is so steadfast and gung-ho about Jordan Love's potential and the future he has with the franchise. And then when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, I think at best he's lukewarm. At best.
Well, they're sick of that man.
Yes, that's true. But
they are absolute. You got fans up there who are sick of that man. The Green Bay Packers over the past approximately 30 years, I would say they've had the best quarterback situation of anybody, any team in the NFL. And now you're moving into the great unknown. And even the fans are just like, oh, man, let's get this crap over with. You have a segment of fans who will appreciate and love Aaron Rodgers, and they want to squeeze whatever left is out of him. And he ain't done. He's busted up hand, busted up ribs, and he'll be fine next year. If he's healthy, on a good team, good players, good offensive line, Aaron Rodgers go out there and get you 30-plus touchdowns and go to the playoffs. What happens when he get there, you can debate it, but the man is not done or cooked. You got to do a whole lot. Just have a whole fan base, a good portion of the fan base go, man, I don't care. Well, we sick of that dude. I can't imagine the end of Steph Curry's time with the Golden State Warriors and the fans go, oh, man, we sick of this guy. Launching them threes, and now he doesn't know if he wants to go or stay or retire. No, he's beloved. You really got to be a piece of work to drive a fan base up a damn wall.
It's a spoiled fan base, though, JR.
Well, yeah, they've been spoiled with great quarterback
play. For 30-plus years, they have had a top-five quarterback starting for them every single year, and they think Jordan Love is just going to be the heir apparent. And, yeah, Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think so.
The way fans sound right now in Green Bay, and in particular, the way the front office sounds, they think it's almost an upgrade in 2023 when they go with Jordan Love.
You can't listen to the front office.
Okay.
They got no choice but to big up or elevate Jordan Love. I haven't heard from fans in Green Bay screaming at the top of their lungs, oh, my God, he's the next dude. I think most people, who can rub, I don't know, just two brain cells together and start a spark, I think they would understand. There ain't no guarantee you're going from a Hall of Famer quarterback, Brett Favre, even though he might be a crook, to another Hall of Fame quarterback, another Hall of Fame guy, but he might be a little off, to another Hall of Famer. If you should be so lucky, congratulations to the Green Bay Packers. I wouldn't expect that. I don't think anybody rolls the dice that damn good. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go back to San Diego. Uh-oh. I don't know if we're going to have all that much luck. Shout-outs. I love San Diego, by the way. Patty is calling. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Patty?
Well, I just got to represent San Diego. We're not all idiots out here.
Yeah, I know.
And love to him. I agree with you with the hugs and whatever. Some people are very narrow-minded, but I think the majority of people in San Diego are much more open-minded now. San Diego's changing from the conservative town. And shout out to Tiger Woods. I mean, he had a great round the other day for even coming back after his accident. And Aaron Rodgers, you know, he does what he wants to do. And I don't know, it's going to be a tough call. I mean, we'd love to see somebody like Aaron Rodgers and Mahomes playing against each other. That would be a good thing. You just got to have the right teams and the right lineup. And we're all excited about the Padres. I don't know if you're talking about baseball, but kind of exciting,
man,
here.
Where the Padres getting all this money from? Manny Machado, $350. They're going to give Juan Soto $1 billion?
We have a wonderful owner who, you know, was a knockoff from the O'Malley's, and he's got money and he wants to win. And he's not only talking about that, but he's talking about let's get a World Series. So he's willing to put his money where his mouth is. We're talking about signing Soto, and we might even wind up with Ohtani. So what the heck? You might as well roll the dice. And if you got an owner who's willing to pay the luxury tax, let's go for it.
So, Patty, would you say that market size doesn't matter? It's just having a decent owner willing to spend?
Yes, exactly. We have heard, oh, we're small market for years and years and years. And so we've never thought big outside the box. We've always been the redheaded stepchild to the L.A. Dodgers. Well, we beat the L.A. Dodgers, you know, last year. We can do it. We don't have to be the second-class citizen anymore. You know, we've got a team now, and we've got the players, and we've got an owner, finally, who's willing to go for it all. So it's exciting.
Hey, Patty, I got to tell you something.
Yeah?
You are an excellent caller. You are.
Well, thank you.
You are, and I'm not just saying that. You listen to the show frequently, infrequently.
Yeah, I go up and play bingo at the VFW on Tuesday night, so I listen to you on the way home.
Oh, well, you hear some of the people that I speak to, and you are awesome. So please, anytime you are on the way back from bingo, Patty, just please, I ask you. It don't have to be every time, but just check in maybe once or twice a week, maybe every other week.
I love listening to you. I think you're have a wonderful radio voice. I think you have wonderful sports knowledge, and I love supporting, you know, sports casters like you. You know, it's awesome, and I know you go out through all the United States, so that's kind of nice, too, to talk to and listen to the people around the United States and get their perspective on different football teams and basketball teams. You know, I'm a big Steph Curry fan myself, so, you know, it's fun. So,
well, thank you, Patty.
Awesome. You're very welcome. Nice to talk to you.
Yes, talk to you soon. Thank you, Patty, for calling from Say. Patty was awesome. I'm about to call this the JR Sport Brief and Patty Show. That was nice. Shep, she was nice, man.
She was fantastic.
And she didn't even she didn't call him a dumbass, though, right? Did it?
No, she said she wants to better represent San Diego than the previous caller. So good for her for taking the high road.
Yeah. She could have called him a dumbass.
Oh,
if I wanted to be one, I would have told Patty, hey, Patty, go find that guy and give him a hug. I think she's a little too nice for that dude. She doesn't need to be anywhere in his vicinity. Speaking of, and that's the part that drives me crazy. San Diego was such an amazing place, and they done moved the teams from out of there. They got the Chargers up in Los Angeles. That's garbage.
Got Mr. Padre. He may be the most revered baseball player of our lifetime, JR.
What do they call him?
Mr. Padre.
Who's that?
Oh, well, the late great, and I don't say that lightly, Tony Gwynn.
Oh, Tony Gwynn. I never called him no Mr. Padre.
Gotcha.
It was amazing that Tony Gwynn, God bless his soul, Tony Gwynn could have been, 500 pounds, and he still would have hit like 380.
You're not kidding.
No, he was good. That man he saw the baseball, and he found contact, and he kept it moving. I'm mad they move all the teams from San Diego. Oakland can't keep a team to save its life. They're moving the teams out into the desert. Oh, yeah, by the way, Derek Carr, he is in Indianapolis this week. And after being wined and dined by the New York Jets, being told reportedly if you played here for the New York Jets, you could potentially go into the Hall of Fame, and then meeting with the Saints, now Derek Carr just meet with everybody. He's on a job audition. Maybe he goes to the Panthers. Maybe he goes to the Jets. There's a good chance wherever Derek Carr goes, though, the team will also still be mediocre. Or maybe he'll find some type of Matthew Stafford-type renaissance. I'd be shocked if this man won a Super Bowl in his first season with a new team. I'm not betting on it that damn much. Good luck to Derek Carr finding a job. Good luck to Aaron Rodgers finding his way out of whatever hole the hell he's in. Good luck to Lamar Jackson. Get all your money. And, oh, my God, good luck to Anthony Davis. Oh, man. Anthony Davis was annihilated by Jaren Jackson Jr. Memphis Grizzlies won 121 to 109. Anthony Davis, 28 points, 19 rebounds. Damn. Yeah, he's going to have to do that for the next forever. The Lakers want to make the postseason, but it wouldn't surprise me if he's out for the season after that dunk. You breathe on Anthony Davis and he gets injured. If you want to see the dunk, check out my Twitter, at JR Sport Brief. Hey, Shep, is he still healthy or is he done?
He's healthy for now.
This man got dunked on. He grabbed his face in pain. I'm like, man, you got dunked on in the back. He hit you in the face. Get over it.
He's dapping jaw at the end of the game. That's a good sign, right?
Anthony Davis. No, they're going to check him tomorrow. Out for the year. Watch. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk about whether or not this damn combine is even necessary. Don't move.
This podcast is supported by FX's Snowfall. FX's Snowfall is back for its sixth and final season, where a feud threatens to destroy the Saint family. Franklin is faced with losing everyone he loves and everything he's built. Getting through it will mean outmaneuvering multiple law enforcement agencies, as well as avoiding the LAPD's corrupt crash units. John Singleton's visionary series comes to an epic conclusion. FX's Snowfall, the final season. All new Wednesdays on FX. Stream on Hulu. This podcast is supported by FX's Snowfall. FX's Snowfall is back for its sixth and final season, where a feud threatens to destroy the Saint family. Franklin is faced with losing everyone he loves and everything he's built. Getting through it will mean outmaneuvering multiple law enforcement agencies, as well as avoiding the LAPD's corrupt crash units. John Singleton's visionary series comes to an epic conclusion. FX's Snowfall, the final season. All new Wednesdays on FX. Stream on Hulu.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.